This is Apollo Control at 151 hours, 47 minutes. In about 5 minutes, the command module, without word on the board, will be coming within VHF range of the lunar module. And the two crews plan to attempt to make VHF contact. They will be within VHF range from about 151 hours, 51 minutes, until about 152 hours, 4 minutes. Or about 13 minutes. In our last conversations with Al Worden, we got a status from him on the performance of the camera equipment and sensors in the scientific instrument module bay of the service module. And Worden reported that the cameras are functioning very well. We do have a couple of relatively minor problems at this point in the sim bay. The boom, which deploys the mass spectrometer out a distance of about 24 feet from the mold line of the service module, appears to be binding up possibly when retracted. At least we've noticed that when retracting the mass spectrometer on the boom, it is retracting more slowly than we would expect. Since we're not in the most favorable attitude at the present time for use of the mass spectrometer, which gathers information on the lunar atmosphere, we plan to delete extending the mass spectrometer this evening and to assure that we do have a fully operational instrument later in the flight when the command module will be in a more favorable attitude to obtain this kind of information. Also, the laser altimeter, which is used in conjunction with the mapping camera, does not appear to be providing usable altitude data. We've been observing this, and it was thought that perhaps when the sim bay reached the proper temperature and the instruments there had cooled down to the proper point, that the altimeter would begin working. However, we do not have, are continuing to get no usable data from the altimeter, and are beginning to reach the conclusion that perhaps we are not going to get laser altimeter data. This is not particularly serious. It's one very useful piece of information which we would like to have on the mapping camera. This altimeter provides an altitude reference on each frame that is shot with the mapping camera, allowing map makers who will be working with the photographs following the mission to determine the precise altitude of a particular point on the photograph, and from that to calculate the altitudes of other features in the photo frame. We're now about 1 minute away from the scheduled time at which the command module will reach VHF acquisition with the lunar module. And you heard Dave Scott a while ago say that he did plan to try to get in some communications with Al Worden aboard the orbiting command module. So we'll stand by for that